Welcome to this week's episode of The Remedy, brought to you in part by Fresh Entertainment, also brought to you in part by Dimension G Clothing. Dimension G, where you can get all your Heartstyle Arena merch for $10 right now at dimension-g.com. That's right, brought to you by Axiom. Axiom, bringing you the tasty truth. What up, guys? What How y'all up? Doing? We're back another week. I know you guys missed us last week.
Did you miss us?
Let
us know.
I missed you guys.
In the chat, let us know.
We needed to take a personal care week, and we've decided to actually kind of implement that a little bit more. Before I introduce everybody, I just want to let everyone know that's tuned in right now and watching that as of this week, we will be running every other week. So it won't be every Thursday. We're going to be kind of slowing down a little bit just so that way we can ensure that we give you guys the best quality show possible. That includes making sure that we got the best artists for you guys to hear from, making sure that we got the best exclusive sets for all of you guys, and making sure that we got the best conversation for y'all to hear because we're silly as fuck.
Yeah.
speaking of people that are silly as fuck, to my left, I've got Gio,
What's
Dimension
up?
G Clothing.
Okay, I'm pretty silly.
And then to my right, I've got Martha of Heartstyle Arena.
I am sillier than both of them combined.
Oh, there you go.
And the silliest of them all, Sharif.
So he says that now.
Silly queen and silly king.
Silly. Are we feeling a little silly, are we?
Are we?
I am feeling silly. I've had a pretty silly day, honestly, in a very silly place, and I am happy.
Tell us about your Disneyland.
Huh? Oh, and by the way, hi to everyone in the chat. As of this week, we can also kind of be more responsive on the chat as well, mm-hmm. from what I understand. They'll be able to tell us your messages, and we'll be able to kind of put shoes on our heads and stuff.
Hey, I actually took mine off. I can put one on right now, but only if someone, you know, is requesting it in the comments.
Aside from shoes on the head, I spent my day at my favorite place, Disneyland. Well, not technically Disneyland. I was right outside of Disneyland in downtown Disney because the phase reopening. And boy, was that a long line to wait in the morning.
I'm sure.
I mean, it was cool because I knew I got there early, but it was a really long line. Once everything got moving, you know, it was really fast. And I'm surprised by the way they handled it. You know, it looked like it started off as a clusterfuck, but they got their heads together and the staff like maintained social distancing with everyone. They were like, they're going around being like, hey, are you two in the same party?
So they're kind of right, like, they're kind of patrolling everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they were making sure everybody's got masks on. Honestly, from what I thought it was going to be so much more crazier. It felt way safer than most of the grocery stores I've been to, guys.
That's how I feel at the gym. they've been empty.
Yeah, no, this guy must be loving the gym right
Fuck
now.
Yeah.
My favorite place is Disneyland. My favorite place is Disneyland.
That's my Disneyland.
But his favorite place is the gym and a barbell.
Pretty much. That's my therapy. That's my therapy.
Oh, man. Now, speaking of therapy, let's get into our musical therapy that we, you know, we're all here for.
For the music.
We're going to start things off with Bass Modulators, Imagine. We're going to follow that up with Underground Language and Josh and Wes. Both really good tracks, honestly. And Josh and Wes, that last performance that they gave us at Heartstyle Arena, La Cosa Nostra.
I may or may not have cried.
They were taking it back.
Classic Feels Train, fam.
I heard what you did there.
Let's take them on that journey. Oh, man.
Melodic.
Feels like we're drawn to find escape. Feels like we're lost but found our way. We are young and free, so let us be. We used to break but now we see with so much clarity. We'll be right back.
fascinating about a driving track. Regardless of how many times in your lifetime you might hear one. Each time feels like the first time. Now I'm sure you remember that first time. The experience. Underground language. Fascinating about a driving track. Regardless of how many times in your lifetime you might hear one. Each time feels like the first time. Now I'm sure you remember that first time. Did you get dragged to an after hours by your friend? Did you stay out late enough at a typical club to hear slamming beats after last call? Or maybe your last booty call had some tech beats throbbing in the background. You see, it's really unexplainable, but it feels so damn good to lose yourself in the music. Your spirit soars and soars and soars to places you've never been. The experience is everlasting, like the music blasting. To see you about to elevate and witness. It's an underground language. Oh,
bringing back those memories from Heartstyle Arena, The Second Coming. That was Frontliner with I Am the Melody Man. Our favorites.
I love it.
Nah, bro, that song, when he dropped that at Heartstyle Arena, The Second Coming, it was just so vibey across the entire crowd. And that crowd was fucking insane. It was
magical.
Front to back, man. Front to back. That was the Pomona Fox Theater, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that was actually because I remember I joined Fresh when it was the comeback event, Fresh New Year's Eve. But I didn't really get the hang of it until the first HSA on May 8th, 2015. That was actually my birthday rave. I'll never get over it.
Oh, damn.
And the one where I actually cried at the end of it because I was like, wow, so that's what happens when you promote the music that you love and the music that I listen to 90% of the time. This is what happens.
Don't get choked up.
I'm sorry.
That was a good show because it was a whole lot of stuff that people aren't used to seeing lately out of us. But we never want people to just expect nothing but raw style or hardcore from us, because we Heartstyle Arena, we encompass it all. Everything.
The whole shebang.
Hard style, hardcore, happy hardcore. If it's hard dance, we are Hard Space Style Arena. We encompass all of the harder styles.
The whole spectrum.
You guys. And
And we keep it hard.
And we brought you guys a little bit of that historic taste with La Cosa Nostra, with Josh and Wes. That was amazing. And, I can't wait till the day that we can get Frontliner again, because I really love that his music it comes from a place of the heart and you could feel it, There's actual emotion in there. And I feel that lately, a lot of artists are putting out great music with emotion, but his emotion stands out a little more than some of the others,
Agreed.
Just play Disco Record. I'll just start tearing right there.
Damn, I'm going to start crying everywhere now.
Goosebumps right now.
Were you at Second Coming?
I was not.
That was not yet?
Not yet.
Man.
I came later on.
Really? That's good what
time.
She said.
We had,
unfortunately.
We had Psycho Punks there. That was the first time I got to witness Psycho Punks performance, and that was pretty awesome. It was back when Psycho Punks was still two people.
That shit was legit.
Was really, really awesome. I actually got to reminisce with Kel-Tec when I was in the Netherlands in February. I hung out with Kel-Tec for an hour and a half. It was pretty dope.
Kel-Tec in the States.
We were sitting there talking about, hey man, remember when he came out and played Psycho Punks? He had an amazing time, that every fan that has come and played for a Heartstyle Arena show, every artist that's played for a Heartstyle Arena show has always just talked about the fan base and how insane our fans are and how emotional they are. Speaking of emotions that we were talking about, the artists can show emotion too, but our fans are some of the best out there when it comes to showing their love.
All the passion.
Yep. All the passion. No love, hard dance love.
Obviously, that's the theme of our last three songs, passion and emotion, considering it's all euphoric heart style, guys. Oh, man. But, euphoric is just one of the awesome genres of this whole adventure of hard dance. And let's take you guys a little bit into the raw world right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little bit of the more of the sound that you're used to from Heartstyle Arena. We're going to start things off right now and jump into Unresolved. Follow that up with Formula V or Unresolved Slam, which is one of my favorites, actually.
Don't fucking slam the door.
That's one of my favorites.
Wait, what's the next one we got?
And then we're Slam Unresolved. And then we're going to follow that up with Formula VIP.
Oh, that's my shit.
By Delete.
My shit.
We're going to take it hard, guys. That's what she said.
Don't slam the fucking door. Don't slam the fucking button. Don't slam the fucking door. Don't slam the fucking button. Don't slam the fucking door. Don't slam the fucking door.
Cause I'm a fucking boy. Cause I'm a fucking fucking. Cause I'm a fucking boy. Cause I'm a fucking fucking. I'm a fucking boy. Cause I'm a fucking fucking. Cause I'm a fucking boy. Cause I'm a fucking fucking. Cause I'm a fucking boy. I'm a fucking there's a formula to it, a very simple.
Welcome back, guys. That last track you heard was Beyond Imagination, the Element remix by The Purge.
I love that song so much. And Formula VIP. Holy cannoli.
Ooh. Formula VIP definitely hits it hard, yo. That unique... Like he was pointing out earlier.
Delete has such a unique sound, especially that Alpha Omega album.
That's my favorite one of all time.
It's on replay all the time at the gym.
Oh, man. You know, he may... That track may have been really good, but I really, really, really like Payback, guys.
I really like Payback.
Oh, did you guys see that moment when he did drop Payback?
Live at Retribution.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
You had everybody doing the...
We saw it in the chat. People were like, no, man, now we want to hear Payback. I'm sorry that we didn't have Payback on it for you guys. I actually can't see the chat right now. I'm trying to pull it up. I'm connecting. But...
Payback.
But you know, as you know, Raw Style is one of the sounds that we bring out a lot. We brought out a lot of really cool raw acts over the years, you know, including but not limited to Warface, Delete, Thera, Kane,
Unresolved,
Jason Payne.
Ooh, Jason Payne was insane.
Jason Payne's set was oof.
That was a surprise for me because
Sanjay,
I didn't know what to expect.
I love you and Nadine so much.
The drunkies in the front hitting all the kick rolls.
Yeah, they were.
I see that.
Seen it.
I seen it.
I was like, oh, look, my baby.
It's crazy because like I always see the drunkies getting there early. I know this drunkie squad. I know this Heartstyle drunkie squad, and I've heard about them. And they show up in numbers to our shows, bro.
Damn, you
see them at the front, and they are drinking. They are definitely maintaining to their namesake. They be drinking and partying, and they go ham, bro.
Those fucking crazy kids,
sometimes,
man.
I question if I can go as hard as those drunkies.
Yeah,
I just drink vicariously through them, and I'm like, I don't know. If I die, it's their fault because I was drinking vicariously through them. Somehow that was going to happen.
Right? You get drunk just because you get drunk by... What's that word when you get in trouble for something?
Drunk by association.
Yeah,
your liver's not ready.
No, and you know what's really cool is speaking of our fans, those are actually some of our most dedicated fans, from what I understand. Yeah. Those guys are always
shout out to the drunkies.
Yeah, shout out to those Heartstyle drunkies. They definitely they got some love for us, and it's really cool to see fans that are so passionate. I gotta say, like the more we need more passionate fans just like these Heartstyle drunkies,
especially when Payback comes on.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, when it comes to like hard dance music, it's like these random groups of people, they just all join together and they're like, hey, you guys want to create a rave family? Like, for example, like with the family that I was at with SoCal Heartstylers, like that's the same exact thing. It's just a whole bunch of crazy ass people freaking being like, you like hard dance? Yeah. Oh my God. We should just create like a group together. Like,
Become best friends?
Right. Exactly.
That's one of the things I like the most about hard dance in general is just you get all these families that create themselves. And granted, they may be different sects of people and they may be separated, but they all have this amazing unifying cause and it just brings them together. And it's really magical to see like different cliques kind of bonding over this one awesome fucking thing.
For sure.
Exactly. I mean, I'll always have love for, you know, for SoCal Heartstylers. Like, I love you guys so much. And as for the Heartstyle Drunkies, man, y'all are fucking crazy. That's all I can say on the matter. Like, you guys are amazing, kind people. But, man, do you guys even have, like, real livers? Like, just asking for myself at this point. Or do you not have a liver and you're already, like, co-signing another organ in your body to be like, you're handling the rest of this fucking bottle tonight.
You know that phone a friend thing on To Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on right there.
There you go.
Oh, man. All right, so speaking of amazingly hard kicks, we're going to take those kicks even harder right now, and we're going to jump into the hardcore side of things. We're going to start things off right now with this section of I-95 by the Sickest Squad, follow that up with Fake Drop by Andy the Core and the Sickest Squad, and we'll be back.
We'll be back soon. We'll be right back.
accept the real. Shit on the headlight.
Let's go.
It was a fake drop. Massive, but now let's get back on the track.
Let's go.
That was Bobbity Boopies by Noise Suppressor.
That was so awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
I forgot about that song, so as soon as I saw the music video.
Hey. Oh, jeez. Oh, man. All right, guys. So that was that was some mean ass hardcore right there, actually. I was enjoying myself, honestly.
My straight hair is going curly again, so.
Like a little. Yeah, she's sweating
so much that she's causing her hair to frizz.
I love raw, but hardcore has my heart.
Now, we're at our...
Saint it.
We're at our artist spotlight of the week, guys. I'd like to take a moment to introduce our guest of the week. It's when Keiji discovered the beauty of telling stories through music, he knew it would always be the best way to express himself. Born and raised in Oakland, California, Brandon Iwahashi represents the raw emotion within hardstyle and beyond. Since 2011, Keiji has fine-tuned his euphoric signature sound to demonstrate that even the hardest electronic music can be born through embracing emotion and turning memories into inspiration. I love that. That's actually like really beautiful.
Yeah, I'm tearing up right now.
Welcome to the Remedy.
Let me meet this guy.
Hey.
Hey, welcome.
What is going on?
What's up? How you doing, my friend?
I am doing okay. I was actually just jamming out to some of that hardcore, and you know, usually damn right. I don't listen to it, but I'm having a good time, so I'm hyped up.
Nice. So you know, some people who are tuned in right now might not know, but KG's first performance in LA was at our show. That was his first Southern California performance. We had a vote, actually. And we were like, all right, how do we book this? How do we book the next artist? And we're like, screw it. Let's leave it to the people. So we put up a list and we allowed people to add names to the list. And KG was not a name originally on the list. KG's name was added to the list by someone not from our team. And then KG's name took over.
What?
Yeah, like,
yeah, he rolled deep on that one. I remember
that response was so insane for you. It was amazing, man. Tell us about that. How was that for you?
Well, which part? Getting asking people to vote or
from the start, bro? Tell us the whole thing, because honestly, that response was too big for us to not discuss.
Exponentially, like,
to be honest, that's something that I didn't even expect. So I started out playing shows in San Francisco for a party called So Stoke, and they are primarily happy hardcore. I'm just some kid that liked hardstyle a lot, and I was lucky enough to be able to play a couple of shows with them. I was able to play with Gammer, what is it, Heat Beat, I think is the translation.
Oh, yeah, Heat Beat's like pretty cool guy.
Yeah, so I got to play with that. Met Kutsky up there as well, and that's when I started, you know, really getting into producing music and releasing on a label, which in fact my first ever release on a label was with Denver Hard Dance, if you guys remember that at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do great guys too.
Yeah, and so since then, you know, I was looking to play more shows. You know, I heard about BassCon. You know, I was a big Q Dance fan at the time, and I was just like, oh, you know, I want to do that. Look at Def Con. Oh my god, is that Headhunters? Look at that. He was bald at the time, so I just really wanted to, you know, just take my hand and just like, you know, palm it. That's something I really
I share that
do.
Same thought with you. Yep.
Okay, so it's not just me. So now I don't feel
No, trust me, it's me too, dude. It's like can I just wake up? Oh.
Does it give you good luck if you rub his head?
I don't know. He has hair now, so I
don't. Keeping all the luck to himself. Selfish guy.
Right. But continuing on, so, you know, I saw that Hardstyle Arena was throwing these like super cool parties, you know. I think Frontliner was the one before, was it Raw and Disorder? If I remember.
Yeah, Frontliner
correctly.
Was the one before Raw and Disorder, yes. That was Hardstyle Arena, the second coming, and then Raw and Disorder followed right after.
Okay, so I saw that party, and then I had also gone to, what was it, Fresh NYE. Silence was playing, I believe. Audio Freak was also there. Lady Faith, I believe, was also on that same lineup that night.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember the location, but I remember going there for a New Year's party.
That was at the Long Beach Seaport Marina Hotel.
That's what that sounds was. Fancy. Yeah, yeah.
That building doesn't exist anymore.
I heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so after going to that, I was like, yo, you know, we gotta, you know, start making our way down here. I want to start playing in LA because apparently this is where Hard Dance lives, at least in the United States.
Oh yeah, it's thriving.
Oh yeah. And not to mention, like, it's always had a strong foundation, especially in, like, what, the, I want to say, 80s and 90s as well, with hardcore, like Ron D. Core, oh, yeah, guys like that.
Go yeah. Absolutely. He's a legend. Ron D. Core and Lenny D.
Rob G.
And it's crazy because, like some of my mentors have Ron D. Core and Rob G. stories from, like, the late 90s. And I'm like, whoa.
That's how I got into hardcore. Huh. Listening to Medical Mayhem. So, Ron D. Core.
I found out through hardcore from a boss of mine. He was actually from LA and he was going to all the parties. He was in high school when the parties were huge. You know, all, what is it? He said the high school senior ditch parties that everyone would go to.
Yeah.
Flyer yeah. parties.
Yeah, flyer parties. Yeah, I'd know about
and
that.
All the party crews and stuff.
Yeah.
We leave that in the past.
Reminiscing.
But yeah, so when I heard that there was a voting contest, I was like, oh, shoot, like, you know, I want to be able to play that. And my friend Chris, a good friend of mine, also known as Lucky Rabbit, if you don't know who Chris is, but Lucky Rabbit, she actually...
That's my girl.
She plays.
She was a guest a couple weeks ago on the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She did a guest mix.
But she actually put my name in there, and then she was just like, okay, so I put your name, but you're going to have to share and promote. She shared it to a few people. I shared it in numerous groups as well. Like, I was just sharing it to everybody, any and everybody that I knew, like people from LA, a couple of people that I knew in San Diego, people at home, because I, for whatever reason, assumed that they were going to come drive to come party in LA. And I just asked for help. You know, I was like, hey, this show would mean a lot if I could play, you know, my first show in Los Angeles. This would mean the world to me. And, you know, everybody on Facebook, it was mainly on Facebook, everybody on Facebook pulled through. And that's how that came to be. And I was so nervous to play that show. I kid you not. I was so nervous. I was just like, I need a new song to play. I need, you know, am I going to look good? Do I know, you know, what LA likes in terms of, you know, song selection and things like that? The answer was no, no, and no. But, you know, we didn't have a choice, but I was just mad excited the whole time.
So. Bro, you killed it. You killed it. Everybody loved your set. And the fact that your mom, like, showed up halfway through your set, I was like, where's my son? And I was like, hold on, are you really his mom?
Yo, okay.
And then when I went up and I was like, bro, your mom is here? And you're like, no, that's my girlfriend. And I'm like, no, I think it's your mom. I just walked away.
Because I didn't know. I really didn't know.
Surprise.
He's like, no, it's my girlfriend. I'm like, huh?
But I didn't know. I was on stage the whole time. my mother is, like, really awesome. So growing up, I lived in a split household and things like that. And so I was always with my dad, mainly because he didn't have that many rules that my mother did. So, you know, I didn't like being told what to do when I was really young. So I
made my choice.
Nobody does.
Yeah, but, you know, I made my choice a long time ago. But, you know, I have a really good relationship with my mother. And so because I didn't get that time, or we didn't really get that time to spend with each other, I don't know why it ended up being shows, but I'm absolutely grateful that it is. But she tries to come out to the ones that she can. So she came out for that one. When I played in Minnesota, she actually flew out from Atlanta to meet me in Minnesota for that show.
That's really
dope. When I played in Houston, she flew out to meet me in Houston, because that's really the only time, or the only chance, that we were able to see each other. Even if it was for like a couple hours, and then she had to be on the flight the next day.
Damn. Nice. That's pretty dope. Epic. Now, you know what? Let's dive right into some of that music that your mom supports so much and give the fans a taste of that KG vibe. We're going to bump right into Can't Wait, and we're going to follow it up with his Post Malone I Fall Apart, the KG bootleg.
I'm literally going to fall apart. That's the one that, like, it's like a tearjerker for me.
No worries. We got you.
We got you. We got some
handkerchief shirts.
Oh, good. Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll be right back. man, taking us on that feels train, KG.
You okay, Martha?
I need a minute to compose myself.
She was all hugging right. the mic like it was a bottle of vodka.
You got 10 seconds.
Why you got to do that, man?
You know, what's really funny, though, is a lot of people, when they think KG, they think only euphoric hard style. But from what I understand, because KG and I have had a lot of conversations, that's not what KG likes to be noted as. That euphoric hard style isn't exactly what KG defines himself. Tell us a little bit about what you define yourself as, man. Like, what should we be actually seeing you as?
Well, really, somebody that just likes to bring the best that they can out of music. You know, dance music is fun. Dance music is great. But I like, the one thing that captures me the most about music is like, what the raw emotion is like, how much soul did you put into this song? You know, I've started listening to a lot of pop music, like probably about a year ago. I've been listening to pop music for a while, but I'll listen to the lyrics and really listen to the lyrics. And there's so much meaning. Like to us, it's just like, oh, this is generic. You know, they just talk about sadness, this and that. But if you actually listen, if you actually listen to the lyrics, if you listen to, you know, what sounds are playing when they say a certain word, or, you know, the atmosphere or the environment that they're building. There's just so much to that and so much emotion that can be captured literally in just a fraction of a second that I think is really a lot of the time is overlooked with hardstyle. And so I try my best to bring that, but sometimes I feel stuck in just making euphoric hardstyle. So I've been making all sorts of emotional music all over the place, and I find that I really enjoy it. not just making hardstyle, but just making emotional music in general. So if there's one thing that I would like people to see me as, if that's the, you know, the main question, then someone that just likes to make emotional music, something that can speak to people. You know, music is a language. Genres would be dialects, but, you know, to truly understand, you know, or capture like all the emotion, to be able to understand each dialect is something really important. So that's what I want to do.
How beautiful.
That was right? Fucking deep, man.
Hella deep.
No, and you know, honestly, I don't think any of us could have said that better.
Yeah.
Because you are a being of emotion. You know, I think most producers are, for that matter, and a lot of producers try and kind of subdue that to a certain extent. And I love how you embrace it. I think that's really important, is that you're embracing the things going on within you and not the things going on outside of you. You know, like your music comes from within and it really, really shows.
Music from within.
Well, and you know, like whenever I make a song and before I release it, I always get stuck in my head saying, like, is this going to properly convey what I'm trying to say? And I'm trying to actually get over that, you know, just release it and seeing, you know, the reaction, or not so much the reaction, but how much people, you know, enjoy like things like the Post Malone bootleg, which I decided to make, you know, during a very stressful time in my life, and to see people, you know, vibe with that or vibe with Can't Wait or any of the other tracks that I've been putting out, gives me so much more confidence. And that plus, you know, watching all my friends do like these really cool things, and you know, they go through things too, and we have conversations, and to see them, you know, succeed in what they do, you know, it only makes me even more motivated to keep going.
Absolutely. You know, when you surround yourself with dope people that are hustling, you know, just like these two right here,
hustling
straight up
every day.
I mean, and speaking like of Rick, like Ross. Speaking of like of hard work and, you know, showing your emotions through the power of music, like you have a pretty nice track record, like in terms of like performances and all that stuff. One that I did notice was that you were the opening DJ for a PUBG convention. Is that correct? I believe it was last year.
Yeah, that was February of last year. That was something so different. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I actually had I had an old coworker tell me, because he's a huge PUBG player. Like, he's like, oh yeah, I listen to Hard Dance. There was this guy that played at this live stream that I was watching, KG, and I was like, wait, KG, like tall, skinny guy? Like, yeah. I'm like, No way. So then I looked at the video. I'm like, holy shit, boy, you done did it now. That's awesome. So like, how'd you land that opportunity? Cause like, that's major exposure. Like, and also like in a gaming competition, like you got all these, you know, all these gaming nerds just coming out, like bumping fists. And you're like, yeah, rock out. And they're like, oh, that's cool. So how'd you land that?
Some of the best gamers in the world for that tournament, by the way.
Yeah, they were trying to win like 200K up in that. So I hope they gave you a cut out of that meat sandwich, bro. So how'd you land that opportunity? Like, what? How did you stumble upon it?
It wasn't with the help of a couple of friends that helped me get that. You know, well, what I will say is that a lot of people, you know, they think, you know, like, oh, how do you get there? Like, and they say, like, I worked so hard by myself. You know, I did this all on my own. That might be true for some cases, like in very rare cases. But a lot of the time it's your network. It's, you know, people that are genuinely believe in what you do or just want to see it, you know, if you'll sink or swim. You know, some people just want to throw you into the deep end just to see what they do. Like, you know, to them, it's, you know, what's the expression? No skin off their. I don't know.
Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah. But anyway, you know what I mean? They're just like, here, you go over there and we'll see what will happen. And, you know, that's what happened with PUBG. They knew that I wanted to try other things. You know, I didn't want to just do hardstyle. At the time, I was thinking about going to dubstep, but I will say that I'm happy I didn't.
I think your fans are happy you didn't too, buddy.
I'm very happy you didn't. Like me,
I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not personally like I'm all for like raw hardstyle and all that, but when it comes to like euphoric and like melodic hardstyle, like you have a special place in my heart.
Bro, that Billie Eilish remix you dropped a while back, that was fire.
All I gotta say is which one, because I did too.
It was the first one that you made, the one that I requested openly, and I was the bad guy.
Oh no, it wasn't bad. No, I didn't.
Which one was it?
Friend. I did Bury a Friend, and then I did Everything I Wanted.
That's right. It was Bury a Friend that I requested. I was like, so when is someone gonna remix Bury a Friend? And you answered in flying colors. Let me tell you.
Oh, that one! I wanted to do something completely different, and I'm actually looking at a chat at the, you know, side by side. You know, B Elements in the chat says jazz. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to see if I could do something jazzy, or, you know, just kind of, you know, rekindle that flame, because I used to play guitar in a jazz band in school. So I was like, let's see if we can do this.
I didn't know that about you.
I'm with the band.
I've been in music my whole life, really.
That's what's up.
That's what I appreciate about you. Swimming in the music ocean.
Oh, of course. To be honest, that's kind of all I want to do.
Now, from what I understand, you moved to San Diego, correct?
That is correct.
So San Diego, compared to Northern California, when it comes to terms of burritos and tacos, we kind of own you guys, the NorCal people.
Oh,
no offense.
Shit.
San Diego's kind of home of the California burrito.
Here, all I gotta say is I 1,000% agree with you.
All right, I just had to be sure. I was about to ask who's better.
SoCal all the way.
And Sharif is hungry over here. So.
Yeah, no, I've been talking about burritos this whole time. Every time we go into music and whatnot, I'm just like, man, I need a burrito. We do our promoter meetings after our live stream for Heartstyle Arena, and I'm trying to have a burrito in between the show and the meeting.
He wants his tripas.
Yo, you going to share?
I mean, if I could figure out a way to internet share with you all the way down there in San Diego, we're in Montebello, bro.
Yo, easy. Okay, remember, I always look for an excuse to come up to Los Angeles. So I'll let you know, and then we're going to go get a burrito.
Then we're going
to
go get a burrito then. Yes. And not even that. Like, our studio is located in the home of burritos. It's East LA, bro.
I'm so down for that.
Now, you know what goes good with good burritos is good music. And one of my favorite songs by KG we're about to drop right next, it's going to be Memory. So let's give the fans another taste of that KG awesomeness.
Cheer, all aboard the Fields train.
Beep, beep.
You like that segue? You like that segue?
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, I got to ask you. Have you been making any new music during this whole crazy coronavirus thing?
What kind of question is that? Obviously.
Well, you know, what's really funny is you'd be surprised how many people are not.
Yeah, some people are straight chilling.
You know, I am. Yes, this is true. I agree with both of those statements. People are straight chilling. I thought about straight chilling, and I was just like, you know, let me actually take this time to make something. I obviously have the time now. So, you know, let's do something with that. And at the same time, in tandem, I've actually been streaming on Twitch a lot more. Just streaming, making fun things, making sounds, you know, a bunch of random stuff, having conversations. And like a couple days ago, you know, me, with the help of my Twitch community, we actually made a really mellow, chill sounding kind of song in like 2 days, and it's up on my SoundCloud. But,
oh, that's awesome. Dope.
Yeah, but I've just been taking this time to really work on something.
How do we find your SoundCloud?
It is, I mean, I can link it in chat, but it is soundcloud.com/KGDJ. KEIJIDJ.
Perfect. I was about to ask you how to spell that.
Sauce. Mucho sauce.
Now, I'm like, man, I've got all these silly questions that I'm full of all the time. And I'm like, I want to shoot him a silly question, but...
I mean, you already talked about your burritos and stuff.
Yeah, I know burritos.
You might as well at this point. Just go right
yeah,
with
why
it.
Would, just do it.
Yeah, well,
just
I mean,
do it.
All right, well, not so silly, you know. We get... You know what's really crazy is we get a lot of international talent on this show, and we always get to hear their favorite parts about L.A., but being a Northern Californian, what's your favorite difference between NorCal and SoCal?
SoCal.
You know? Obviously, something was good... for it to attract you.
I mean, aside from
the
plethora of hard dance.
Yes, aside from the plethora of hard dance, there's got to be something else.
Hard dance and burritos.
Plethora of hard dance and, well, really friends. I don't know. There is... I just get that, like, huge feeling of, you know, success. When I imagine a city that you go to, you know, find success, and it doesn't matter if it's music or entertainment, or whatever it is that you do, the fact that LA is really internationally famous, you have movies centered here, you literally have everything here.
Yeah,
you know, there's something in LA that screams, come here to do business, or come here to make your money, or to really find yourself. But I will say there is a way to do that. There is a big way to do that, but the biggest difference is for me personally is that LA gave me that vibe, and the Bay Area did not. The Bay Area was somewhere that I, you know, I grew up in. I lived there. You know, I had a certain expectation for it already. And the one thing I've always lived by was you don't stay in the city that you grew up in. That's for me, you know. So really, that's about it. Just like the feeling of success.
That's tough. And, you know, I can totally relate to that, actually. Like, people ask me all the time if I'd consider moving anywhere else. And, you know, what's really funny is I always respond the same way. You know, I travel to a lot of places. I've been to a lot of states. I've been to a lot of cities. I've been to a couple of other countries. But in the end, there's this feeling at the end of every single one of my trips where I just want to come back to L.A. You know, it's just this feeling of... The chaoticness is home to me. The chaos out here is home, straight up. And it's like other places that lack that chaos, they can hold my attention for a little bit, but they just don't keep it.
ADD.
Yeah, that's actually like a big reason to why my husband and I moved to LA. It's just, you know, the hustle and bustle, the many open windows of opportunity, you know, from any spectrum of any industry. It's just, you know, that the opportunity is there and you want to be in there like swimwear. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want. That's where I want to be.
Did we just see KG bust a whoa?
Yeah, he did.
He just hit the whoa.
Oh,
he just
did it. Shit.
Caught it. We caught it.
We got you, man.
He's in there.
I have stream open. I didn't see it.
But I turned that into a gift real quick. Heyo.
I'll bust another one. Don't worry.
But yeah, honestly, like if I were to move to any other place, I probably wouldn't even stay there long. I'd just move my ass right back here. LA is where I want to be for as long as I can.
Home is home.
Exactly. Damn Skippy. Yeah.
Definitely.
I feel that 1,000%. Like, just again, like LA just feels like home, but I'm taking my time. So LA and New York, those are two fast paced cities. You know, if you're not ready for it, it will leave you behind.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, when I got booked for, you know, EDC, when I was playing EDC Wasteland and around that era, that's when I realized like there's so much more to being, you know, being an artist and being a performing artist at that than just making music and just chilling. There's way more to it. And all of it hit me at once. And I'll tell you this right now. I was thinking about moving to LA. I wasn't ready for it. And if I did, that would have been the end of me.
Well, we're glad you chose the time that you did, because apparently that was the perfect time for you. Now, KG, we wanted to take a moment to thank you for joining us.
Yo, thank you.
Really
very much.
Appreciate you. We know you're that these are knees. The most random interviews ever.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. This is absolutely fun.
The first California DJ.
Yeah, you are the first. Yeah. The first California DJ that we've actually done the artist spotlight on. That's pretty cool.
Super special.
Yeah, 9 episodes in now.
Well, I feel honored. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow. We're honored to have you, man. Honestly, like from all your performances to all the conversations that we have, just everything about you is pretty awesome. And you're one of the few people that I can definitely look at and be like, that is a genuinely good person. And that's fucking awesome, bro.
I absolutely agree. Thank you for blessing us with beautiful music to put into our ears.
Epic music, epic personality.
And it just comes out through our eyes.
And again, if you guys want to listen more to KG, you can find him on soundcloud.com/KGDJ. That's KEIJIDJ.
Beep.
Beep.
Perfect. All right, guys.
Get that
We're going to jump into one more track while Alex DJ Do or Die, a.k.a. Alex Doer, gets ready to hop on our wheels of steel in the studio.
Oh, shit.
And we're going to bring it back to that set. So right now we're going to drop, guess what? Kronos, 2 roads, 1 destiny.
Yeah!
Still around.
Welcome back, guys.
There we go.
Yeah, there's those mics. All right, guys, we are ready. Looks like Do or Die is ready up there behind the decks. He is positioned and ready to go. Now, you guys may remember Do or Die from his most recent performance at Heartstyle Arena back at Station 1640 with Kronos. That was jam-packed and had a line going all the way down the Hollywood Strip.
Yes, it was.
He gave it to you guys hard. He gave it to you guys raw, and he is back to give it to you guys even harder and even rawer than before.
That's extra raw.
Now, let's give it up, guys, as we get into the mix, and we are live with Do or Die.
Welcome to the onslaught. Thank you. Motherfuckers, man, stop. lost, I was only chicks.
Raw style is a genre for people addicted to heavy distorted kick drums. Please pay attention. This shit can cause brain damage and make you in love with these shitty sounds that they call music.
Kicks. Only kicks. Raw style is a genre for people addicted to heavy distorted kick drums. Please pay attention. This shit can cause brain damage and make you in love with these shitty sounds that they call music. Only kicks.
Loud music is music that is played at a high volume, often to the point where it disturbs others and causes hearing damage. Playing loud music is considered to be rude by many people and societies. Among those opposed to the practice, it may result in the loss of respect.
Shut the fuck!
And causes human damage.
Yeah, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. This is what I love and can't stop loving. Get wasted at parties from 9 till 7 in the morning. I live for the music, rolling blunts, feeling high, getting loaded, or take some pills and go to La La Land. Spending all my money on dope and extreme high price tickets, but in the end it's all worth it. I like to live in my own world. Fuck regular life, fuck a 9 to 5 job. I'm told to enjoy every moment, every hour, every minute. That's what I do on Fridays and Saturdays. Why should I take life so seriously? I just want to do what I like to do, be it far from reality, cause I can't stand society. It's my own world, I just want to hear the music. I think the whole system fucking sucks. Everybody's working their fucking ass off during the week, getting totally fucking stressed out. So what's wrong and what's right? I live for the weekend. I live for hard styles. I live for hard style, baby. Come on, let's go.
Martha was going to ham that whole set.
I'm sorry. It's just, I can't help it, man. That was brutal.
Come on down.
Oh, come on down to The Price is Right.
Mike. There we go.
Thank you for that extra raw.
Yeah,
it is. Set. It definitely gets hot in the studio, especially when you're playing fire like that.
All right.
That was so fun. That was awesome.
I'm a full-on raw enthusiast, and my ears caught some unknown melodies and kicks.
Some edits.
I played two edits of my own. They're just kick edits, but one's the Detox and Delete, Do or Die, the Rebellion remix, Do or Die kick edit. And then also Luminite, Bass Control, Bass Criminal.
Oh, man. I lost my shit to that one. I don't know if he saw me in the back. I was like, what the fuck?
She was on another level over here.
I lost a pan size. Oh, did my double chin go away? No, but you got to play one more hour and I think it'll go away.
Encore.
Yes.
Now, you know, before you actually promoted for Hardstyle Arena, I actually didn't know you. Well, no, hang on. Correction, I did know you. We ran into each other several times. We used to talk outside of parties, but I didn't actually get to know you and your music until after you joined up with us. And then it was really cool because you had people like our director, Gio, who were really pushing for you. And he brought it to my attention, and man, I was so glad we put you on that Kronos show because you fucked that crowd up.
Dude, that was amazing. That was for sure one of the best DJ shows I've ever played in my life. So, awesome experience.
Thank you very much.
That was a good last show before the Rona.
Yeah, no one knew that was going to be the last.
Yeah, did you know that it was going to be LA's last like major hard dance show?
Yeah,
man.
That was it.
No one expected that.
Nobody.
No. 20 out of 10 would
moment of silence. Moment of silence.
But as you guys can see, you've been putting in some work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hitting the studio with all this free time I got. So, I mean, I'm just a newbie in this, so I'm learning a lot as I go. But it's very fun. It's cool to get your creative ideas out.
No, absolutely. And then is there anything that the fans should be expecting from you? Are you working on something special that you
haven't
teased anybody with?
I've got a couple original tracks in the works.
Perfect.
You guys, that's really where to get yourself going.
So. Now, if I was a person who wanted to go listen to your music, where do I go?
SoundCloud.com/DoOrDieDJ. I'm Do or Die DJ on every single social.
Perfect. So that's SoundCloud, that's Twitter, that's Facebook, that's Instagram, Do or Die DJ. One big old word, Do or Die DJ.
DJ. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm still out of breath.
Same.
She was getting hard in the corner over there.
Oh, man. Now,
thank you all for tuning in to an awesome show. We had KG on earlier, where you could find him at soundcloud.com/KGDJ. And then we had Do or Die just now. That's soundcloud.com/Do or Die DJ. And next week, we're going to have, or wait, not next week. That's right. We won't be back next week. We're now
bi-weekly.
Every 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks from today, we'll be back with another amazing special guest and another exclusive guest mix just for you. Don't forget to like, share, and follow us on Twitch. You can take us with you now on TuneIn. You can take us on Google Plus, on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can take us everywhere, guys.
No excuses.
Everywhere.
Absolutely. There's no excuses. Now, be sure to tell your friends, because listening in by yourself isn't that fun. It's way more fun when you bring the friends along.
And after tonight, tell your mama.
Tell your mama.
Right? Because that set was just fuego.
Tell your tias and your grandmas.
Yes.
And your uncles and your tios.
Mm-hmm. Tell that whole generation.
So until then, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks from now. And again, remember, you can get all that awesome Hardstyle Arena merch and much more Hardstyle merch, as well as all hard dance stuff, right? You got hardcore rock style.
A lot of different, the whole spectrum.
At DimensionGClothing.com. That's DimensionG.com.
There you go.
I love you guys so much.
Till next time.
Till next episode. Good night, guys.
Bye-bye. Right.
Good night. Have a good one. And
I don't think you want to say goodbye yet. Dun, 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 dun.
Our fans are like, why are they still on?
This is an awkward outro.
We'll start Hardstyle Arena, bringing you the awkward outros. Goodbye.
Always and forever.
And now we're going to go get tacos.
Yeah.
Burritos.